I'm visiting with Mark Vasquez from YSS, Youth and Shelter Services. Mark, thanks for taking time to stop in and visit.
Well, thank you for giving me the chance to talk.
We had a lot of different things that we've talked in the past. I think last time we talked about the combining health and behavioral health services, getting integrated health management, I guess is what they call it. And again, that's one of the challenges for YSS, for the personnel there. You want to make sure that people are getting all the full services they need. And recently, made some pretty good advancements for it with psychiatric care.
Yeah, so I'm here today basically to talk about our psychiatry and med management program. Last time I was here, I was talking about our wraparound service, integrated health. Psych and med management is one of the trickier programs that we have in behavioral health, mainly because it involves drugs. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people either are uneducated or aren't aware of all the benefits that can come from that. There's also a big misunderstanding with some of the questions that we get between psychology and psychiatry. A lot of people think they're the same thing, and they're not. Like, psychiatry is, you know, the treatment of mental health disorders through the use of medication and other kind of therapies.
Other procedures.
Yeah. Psychology is more the study of the brain. So, like, mm-hmm. if somebody has a learning disability, if someone thinks they have autism, any kind of cognitive testing to figure out why people are the way they are, what makes them tick. People think that they're the same thing, so they'll call us.
They do.
Yeah, so they'll call us asking for, you know, do we do psychological testing or do we do testing for autism or things like that, and we have to refer them somewhere else because they're not the same kind of service that we provide. Yeah. With psychiatry, though, I mean, there's basics to it. Like, we usually don't see anybody older than or younger than five. We have some people that try to get kids medicated before that, but the brain is still forming, and so it's hard to determine what is at play, whether it's a behavioral issue or whether it's an issue that requires mm-hmm. higher intervention. We see anybody from age five all the way up to, you know, 80, 90. We have adults, grandparents, all sorts of age ranges that get medicated. People also don't understand that medication takes time, so it's not an easy fix. It's not like Advil where you take it and 4 hours later you're good.
It's not like doing something on TV and an hour later it's all solved.
Exactly. Yeah. Usually when you start medication for the first time, there's, you know, anywhere from a 2 week to 1 month period for it to build up in your system to see any kind of effects. Side effects will usually present quicker, but any kind of beneficial effects will take time to show. And so you have that fine line you're walking between helping somebody deal with the symptoms they have and understanding that it's a slow process.
I'm the psychiatric side. I heard using medications like that too, and I'm guessing it's, you know, balance. Is it too much? Is it not enough? Again, it's a lot of trial and error because each person is a little different.
Yeah, and it's an ongoing thing. Like, a lot of people think they can just get the drugs and everything's good. And it's no, they have to be, sometimes they have to be increased, sometimes they have to be decreased. You know, they can counteract with other kinds of drugs, other afflictions, you know, just like diabetes and other conditions, you know, like heart disease and things like that, that require you to monitor yourself and make sure that everything feels good, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the issues with the psychiatry discipline in itself is, you know, you're dealing with things like anxiety and depression. And so each person's going to react to it differently. You know, what one person thinks is, you know, them being too anxious might be not anything for somebody else. So it's not a across the board thing. It's really a in-depth, you know, between you and your medication provider, what is working for you. The reason
we're talking about this, and again, that is really a lot of the issues that when you have counseling and people that are dealing with it on the mental health side, again, mental health issues are a lot of these more difficult issues that we deal with, like on the psychiatric side. The other side, again, that might be more not mental health really related, but again, it's psychological. Yeah, like you said, there is a definite difference in what's there.
Yeah, I mean, we usually try to have everybody start out like with therapy, you know, talk therapy, things like that, just because you don't want to put somebody on drugs that can chemically alter the brain if that's not what you truly need.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people have just gotten used to this culture of, you know, we can fix it with drugs. And it's like, that's not always the solution. You know, there's people who can manage their anxiety and depression through talk and other
stress relievers and things like that. Yeah, there's a lot you can do.
And, you know, the downside to psychiatry and medication management is, of course, the addiction. You know, the bigger drugs that are federally controlled, you know, someone could get addicted to them. It's not as bad as the opioid addiction,
sure.
Where you start treating them for pain and then they get hooked on that. But there are certain psychiatric drugs that provide that same kind of... high.
I was going to say one of the challenges you might have too is those that start feeling good go, I'm good. I don't need these.
Yep.
But a lot of times, I'm guessing if they're on medication, there's a reason, and it's probably not curable. Some might be. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, most of them, it's like, it's more trying to find a balance of how to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's not like a bacterial infection or the flu where it's going to go away.
I've
it's
more it like a couple of
this
weeks
is
out.
How this is how I manage with things, you know. And there's a lot of like misconceptions about it. There's a lot of psychiatric drugs that work for other things. Like, for example, I have an immune illness, and so I take the Cymbalta drug, which can usually help with like depression and anxiety, but I take it for pain management.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a lot of the drugs will cross into different realms and help different afflictions as well. And I think the biggest problem that we have is just people being scared of it. You know, they don't want to medicate themselves or don't want to medicate their kids because they're worried about addiction.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about, you know, making a situation worse. And it's like, that's not always the case. There are certain mental health disorders that are greatly helped by the drugs, which is why when you get the drugs, it's important to keep follow-up appointments and make sure you're communicating what
sure.
you're feeling. So,
are there times when people can eventually work their way off of being on medication? I mean, if they learn to handle their stressors,
oh, of course.
Their issues.
I mean, there's a, like, especially with, you know, afflictions like attention deficit, mm-hmm. anxiety, depression, the more common afflictions, you know, you can use the medication to try to get to, you know, a base point and then learn therapy techniques and other ways to relieve those symptoms. So where, you know anxiety is coming, rather than take a pill, you can calm yourself down. Like there's,
sure.
but the medication, the reason that you start taking it in the first place is to try to get to that point, you know, because usually when you're anxious, depressed, you know, your attention is off, it's hard to focus on what the actual problems are. And so the medication kind of in a way will help you try to figure that out.
Okay. So one thing you'd said is not before 5 years of age, because basically still brain still forming and stuff. And it does give people that are working with them an opportunity to try to help them deal with some of their stresses before you have to go to meds.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of tools that we try to employ to figure things like that out on younger kids. There's a lot of different what we call screeners, which are just series of questions that add up to put some kids on certain kinds of scales to figure out how bad is the attention, how bad is your depression, anxiety, in a way that they might not be able to vocalize, you know, because it's like if you ask somebody if, you know, how do you feel, most people are going to give you probably the more dramatic, like, oh my God, everything is so awful, you know. But it's like doing these kinds of screeners or question and answer sessions, it helps us figure out, okay, what's actually going on? Like, how bad are things, you know? And the questions are designed and scaled in a certain number range that gives you an understanding of how bad the thing is. You know, obviously, I feel like killing myself is a higher, higher number than, you know, I have trouble sleeping.
Let's. I got to ask the big question: is the psychiatric part of it? How does YSS handle that? That's been one of the challenges over the last in all the years I've been doing stories and again working with agencies talking about mental health services. Psychiatric services have been a real challenge. We lost a lot of specialists, or they went East Coast, West Coast.
Yep. And that's one of the things that we struggle with, especially for in-person services. Our psych and med management program, we have one in-person provider in Mason City, one in-person provider in Ames, and then the rest of our psychiatry staff is virtual out of different states. We have one psychiatrist. We have four psychiatric nurse practitioners, and so they do telehealth throughout the week at various locations. Here in Boone, we have access to our psychiatrist and one of our nurse practitioners. And so each one specializes in a different thing, obviously. They can all do the general care, but some focus more on family, some focus more on higher needs, some focus on the clients that have addiction problems. So it's much like a regular doctor. It's each one has their own.
They got a specialty.
And so we like that because it kind of gives us a variety to pair the person with a provider that matches what they're in need of.
And they obviously they can't do all of the, because that would be overwhelming, I'm guessing, for the number of patients they would deal with, but they have to have time with each of them, and they got to work with staff.
Yep.
I'm guessing that's got to be a close.
Yep. Yeah, we have two on-site nurses that work directly with the providers to manage things like the refills, the appointments, how the flow is going to go. Because obviously with virtual services, the provider's not here. So they have to heavily rely on the support staff to make sure everything runs.
Well, they would keep track of, we're seeing this kind of result from this on this dosage and this medication usage and stuff like that, then they can say, I think we should try doing that, make the adjustments if it's needed.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, regularly, depending on what kind of medication you're on, just like with diabetes and heart disease, like you have to do labs because it affects your blood work. We also have this new thing that we've been doing for a couple years now, the gene testing. So they test your DNA to figure out what meds might work better, which is something we didn't have access to
Science.
Years ago. Yeah.
You gotta love it.
And so that helps a lot because, you know, the more drugs you take, the more it chemically affects your brain. So it's like if you can minimize that and figure out right off the bat, this set of drugs or these certain types of drugs might work better, then you have a better shot at helping the person right off the bat. Yeah. So
we're not looking to medicate everybody to the max. That's it. Try if it's needed, then let's see where we can do it and be more effective with it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. It's like trying to give the person a better quality of life. And in the past, I mean, you know, even in my personal experience, you know, my family has had a history of mental illness and drugs, you know, but we're talking about the 70s and the 80s, where it wasn't as well known as it is now. And so there was a lot of trial and error. And what you're seeing from people who lived during those times and were medicated during those times is that trial and error took a great effect. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things we're trying to avoid.
Sure. On the part of going through the treatment and everything else, once someone feels comfortable and they, you know, and they don't, do they ever really stop not being checked or, you know, unless they're totally off medication.
Yeah, I mean, some can, like you can, a lot of clients can go down in dose. Things like ADHD or anxiety, sure, like you might be able to get off the, like you might stop taking it. We try to titrate down rather than just take them off unless there's a problem.
Yeah,
because, you know, with things that chemically affect the brain, if you just pull them, it's like going cold turkey in an addiction.
You know, not a good idea.
You run a lot of risks both in how the client feels as well as the potential health risks of just stopping a drug, you know, that you've gotten used to when it comes to behavior. So
I know a lot of people talk about on mental health issues, mental health concerns. Again, not it's a state, you know, all over the state and stuff like that. Are we seeing more and more people that are, again, having the psychiatric availability helps immensely for the medication purposes, but do we see more being medicated, or are we finding that that's a way to assist them to get back to something a little more even keel, if you will?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. After the pandemic, I mean, obviously the pandemic caused a huge uptick in people who started to understand that mental health was an actual issue that needed to be dealt with. More people became cognizant of their own issues as well as issues with others. And, you know, in stride, medication also went up because you had people who are now realizing for the first time that they have certain afflictions and that there's avenues to take care of it. I mean, there's a lot of issues going around now with drug shortages, you know,
sure,
because of the huge uptick in people starting meds for the first time or taking
supply demand
meds.
Thing, yeah.
You know, it hampers the supply. And then the insurance companies, as a result, because of the uptick, also are now making sure that like things get authorized before. So, you know, there's a lot more work around it than there used to be, okay, you know.
So, but they are, I would say, again, if the insurance companies are looking at it, they're realizing this is part of the solution to mental health related issues, some mental health concerns that we have.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal is to try to keep people out of things like the emergency room,
yeah,
or involvement with the police. And so this is just another tool in that fight.
It's not an easy battle, is it?
No.
Again, so people that are finding out more about the psychiatric applications, and obviously your goal with YSS is, because we start always with the younger ones, try to avoid getting them there. But if the need is there, we do have the capability of doing that and in working with them on it. But the big thing is YSS is there to help those people make it through and get a stable life.
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people think that if you schedule a psych evaluation that you're going to be forced to be on meds. And it's like, the way I look at it is the opposite, where it's like, it's never a bad thing to get somebody's opinion. You know, it just because you come to the appointment and they might recommend medication or suggest it doesn't mean you're required to take it. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to have that explanation about how it might help, what it might do, you know, because otherwise you're left on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, meds aren't for everybody. There's some people who probably need it and don't take it. But I think it's nice to know that that's an option.
Yeah. I was kind of, one of the curious things I thought about was with all the controversy over the AAs, I remember that a lot of them went with early childhood programs or worked in early childhood programs, especially with when you mentioned ADHD and things like that, ways to try to cope, help them cope with it and stuff like that before they had to be moved over to something a little more clinical.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing people are looking for is direction, you know, like our psychiatrists and nurse practitioners will, you know, tell you outright if they think therapy is a better option. It's like their goal isn't to just give drugs away, you know, and I think parents probably of smaller children want that kind of direction, yeah, you know, because nobody wants their kids to feel sick or feel bad. But I also know the caution of wanting to give your kid medication. Yeah. So it's like I think people just need to have those discussions, you know, and be honest about their concerns.
And that's one of the things we have with YSS. They can make contact to talk about these issues. What's the best way for people to start? Just get together, call our local office.
So we went to a new centralized number. Okay. It's 515-232-4YSS, 4977, which is a centralized number for all six of our locations. Okay. So they call that, and there's a menu of what kind of service you're looking for. So services in general would be an option. Counseling, sure, is another option. Medication is another option. And then, as always, zero gets you any question that you don't feel the menu addresses.
Please tell email me. Help me get there, right? The number again?
515-232-4YSS, 4977.
All right. Mark Vasquez has been our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.